you're doing this demonstration not alone. You're doing it especially with Linksjugend Solid. What is this for a group, and why are you emphasizing on this topic of Belarus?
Well, I'm doing it with a lot of different activists. I'm doing it with not only Linksjugend Solid, but also with independent Antifa activists, and as well with some Belarus independent activists, which are helping me and going to be there. And of course, this topic is really important to me because of actually many reasons. Like, first of all, as a person from Ukraine, I myself lived through all of this not so long ago, because Ukraine had our own episode in 2014, as you probably know, and we were fighting for our democracy against oppression of the power, and right now Belarus people are doing the same. And as you know, Belarus is currently the last European totalitarian country where you actually will go to prison if you got captured by the police. 98% chance that you just go to prison if you got captured by the police on the street. And it's the country where death penalty still exists. And President Lukashenko is already like really, really long in power, longer than any other dictator in post-Soviet countries, longer than Stalin and longer than Putin, and he still doesn't go away, even though it is really obvious that he lost this election, but because of a lot of fraud and machinations, he managed to make it look like he won these elections again, and it's just impossible by all means. So, of course, I support them for fighting against this dictatorship, against this situation, and getting their democracy, their right for freedom, and to decide how their country will be managed further. And of course, every one of us should support them, because Belarus is fighting not only for their own freedom and democracy, but they also fighting against the certain Eastern European collective of oppressors, because Lukashenko is not working alone and not working by his own means, but he also is friends with Putin, and they together are just conserving the situation in the East, and because of them, there is no way for people to be free, and I think it's really important.
You are doing this demonstration on German soil, and this drives me to my question. Do you have any demands or requests on the German government, or of the what the German government should do about Lukashenko and the Belarus government?
Well, the most important right now is to actually accept that Lukashenko is not the legitimate winner, and that Tatiana Tikhanovskaya is the legitimate winner of the president elections. And from German power, from German people and German government, I'd like them to support the protestants and to create certain sanctions for Lukashenko's regime, and of course mostly to just accept this officially. That's what actually is happening. But most important for me is not the demands to the country, to Germany, to the government right now, but actually the expression of solidarity, because a lot of left activists and usual activists and politicians from Germany, from America, from other countries, are actually not supporting Belarus Protestants. And like minorizing them or saying that all these protestants are paid by Putin, or creating other weird stories about this, making them up. And of course, it's really much demoralizing people who are fighting there every day, getting bullets and fighting with the police, who kills, tortures and kidnaps people every day. And the most important for them is support of people and understanding that there are people all around the world who know what actually is going on, and they support them. That's really heartwarming. And as an activist who fought like that before for my democracy, I know how it feels when you get support from everywhere. That's the most important right now.
In your announcement for the demonstration tomorrow, you write, a democratic Belarus and a free Ukraine would be the best guarantee for a free Europe. What do you mean by free Ukraine and maybe for free Belarus?
Well, the thing is that all totalitarian Soviet regime, which stayed in our countries after USSR, it actually didn't fade away. And there are a lot of people, a lot of politicians who still try to renew this regime and who still share the same values, the same totalitarian feeling and culture, as well as killing all kinds of democracy, killing all kinds of identities, spreading homophobia, racism, sexism. And these people are still in power in our countries. And in 2014, Ukraine fought against these people, and we succeeded in it, and we got what we demanded. And because of this, we managed to make, I won't say that we made our country ideal or exemplary, but we made it a lot better and a lot more democratic, and opened a lot more possibilities for politics and for human rights in our country. Right now, Belarus is doing the same, but Putin and Lukashenko are not interested in such situation, and they have a lot of power and a lot of will to kill all kinds of alternative thinking. And they are not afraid to use not only police forces, but also army forces against this. And each time when Russian neighbors are trying to build a democracy, Russia comes with army forces and takes their land. And I want to remind every German that Ukraine and Belarus together are a guarantee for safe Europe, because Ukraine always stood between the Western world and Russia. And it is really important that imperialist regime of Putin doesn't spread. And because of this, Ukrainians and Belarus people are uniting and fighting back against Russian peace, which that's how they call it, and which brings all kind of middle-aged ideas which we should have buried a long time ago. And I think that all Europe should solidarize right now with Belarus.